Blog Talk Radio.
Lay your hands on the radio. Lay your hands on the radio band at home.
It's that psychedelic time of the year. Do you know where your brain cells are?
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, there's an enormous industry in this nation that is churning out day after day at the cost of billions of dollars the sensation, entirely erroneous, in the body politic that everything is okay and everything's going to keep on being just the way it is now on into the indefinite future. But of course,
Radio Free Canada
have not purchased that bill of goods.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth.
You can handle the truth!
Welcome to Radio Free Kansas.
Kansas.
I'm your host, Mike Dell, broadcasting from North Jefferson County, Kansas.
That's a classic. That's a classic pre-recorded entry. And because we do not live in a bubble that ends at the border of Jefferson County or Tecumseh in the 47th district thereof, here's 3 minutes, just 3 minutes. I know you. 3 minutes of world news provided by the United Nations. I'll get right back with you.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN World Food Programme, which provides life-saving food assistance to millions, often in extremely dangerous and hard-to-access conditions, has been awarded the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize. Announcing the award, the Norwegian Nobel Committee recognised WFP for its efforts to combat hunger and for acting as a driving force to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war and conflict. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres hailed the award, calling WFP the world's first responder on the front lines of food insecurity. The women and men of the WFP brave danger and distance to deliver life-saving sustenance to those devastated by conflict and disaster, Mr. Guterres said in a statement. WFP is the largest humanitarian organization in the world. Last year, it assisted 97 million people in 88 countries. Two-thirds of the work is in conflict-affected countries, where people are three times more likely to be undernourished than those living in countries without conflict. Executive Director David Beasley warned shortly after the start of the COVID-19 crisis that 821 million people go to bed hungry every night all over the world and that 265 million could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of the year. UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet has called for an urgent ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh amid reports of mounting suffering among civilians. The conflict over the border region in the South Caucasus dates back more than 30 years. The latest flare-up between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces started late last month. The appeal by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights comes as hostilities have widened along the line of contact, with populated areas reportedly targeted and shelled with heavy weaponry in and around the conflict area, she said in a statement. The UN Human Rights Office said that information from different sources suggests that on Thursday, more than 50 civilians, including children, have been killed. Staff from the Office of the High Commissioner have not been able to independently verify this information, however. A large number of buildings, including houses, schools and other civilian facilities, have also been reportedly destroyed, most of which were located in Nagorno-Karabakh. The coronavirus pandemic has forever changed the way consumers shop online, the UN Trade and Development Body, UNCTAD, has found. In a study of thousands of people in nine countries, UN researchers said that more than half reported they now opt to shop digitally, more than before the health crisis. The greatest shift to online shopping has happened in emerging economies, according to the survey, which examined purchasing power in Brazil, China, Germany, Italy, the Republic of Korea, Russia, South Africa, Switzerland, and Turkey. Most product categories saw increased virtual sales of between 6 and 10%. The biggest gains were in information and communications technology and electronics, followed by gardening, do-it-yourself items, and pharmaceuticals. Despite the busier virtual cash registers, the UNCTAD survey also revealed that average monthly expenditure per person has dropped significantly. It's believed that this is because people everywhere have postponed larger purchases, with spending on tourism and travel down some 75% since before COVID-19. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
Thank you. I hear that. During the weekdays, almost every day, and I run the latest. That is the absolute latest news in brief. Coming up here in Jefferson County, some rather important news that everybody should consider. They're making this very easy. Flu shots. They're going to make it safe in the during the it's COVID-19 and safe to do. It's drive-through. You can drive into the parking lot any Tuesday at the Jefferson County Health Department parking lot. That's located along Highway 59 in Oskaloosa, 1212 Walnut Street. And that is basically down there by the ambulance and police department. You'll see it on the south end of town coming north on U.S. 59, Highway 59 in Oskaloosa. And it's each Tuesday from October 6th to November 17th. I know I'm thinking about doing it, and I'm going to drag my son with me, and we'll both get our shots together. There is a fee, unless you have Medicare Part B, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, CanCare Insurance. You can still bring a check or cash, but you can bring your insurance card, and it should be relatively painless. $40 for 6 months to 64 years, $80 for ages 65 and up. That's considered a high dose vaccine. I don't know if I want to get that. I've never had one of these flu shots. Have you ever got a flu shot? I haven't. I think my son has. Either way, we're going to sometime between October 6th and November on Tuesday go down there, and all you got, they do it right at your car. You just pull up, get your shirt, and they say, please come prepared to easily bare your upper arm. So wear a short sleeve shirt, something like that. Tuesday. On the Tuesdays. And then they're going to travel around the county also. Perry, Kansas, down south, for you people from outside the county, along the highway, the main highway, right along I-70 from Kansas City to Topeka. That's where Perry, Kansas is located. They're going to be at the middle school parking lot. That's what it says. The middle school in Perry, and you can ask anybody. They'll give you directions. And then that will be on October 14th, Wednesday, 2 to 6 p.m. These are for drive-through flu shots, 18 years and older. Then at Meriden. Now, Meriden is on the west border of Jefferson County. And it's, I don't know how, the highway number. I'm sorry. 14? I don't know. I'm sure some local there listening can answer. But on October 26th, Monday, from 2 to 6 p.m., they'll be in Meriden at the St. Aloysius. Yeah, that's what it says. Church, St. Aloysius Church parking lot in Meriden. October 26th, Monday, 2 to 6 p.m. And then on October 28th, just 2 days later, it's a Wednesday, from 2 to 6 p.m., they'll be at Valley Falls at Sycamore Street by the ball fields. That's the directions I get in there. That's what we got in Valley Falls, which is more centrally located. North of Lake Perry, for your information. It's also Valley Falls. I think local people of Valley Falls take pride in this. They're the most populous of the villages, which I understand now I've been corrected that there's actually eight villages or communities or towns or cities in Jefferson County. I've been corrected about that. I always count six, but I guess there's eight. So on October 28th, Wednesday, it'll be in Valley Falls at the Sycamore Street by the 2 to 6 p.m. So I'll review these first, these roaming locations. Perry, at Perry, Kansas, the middle school parking lot, October 14th to Wednesday, 2 to 6 p.m. That's this week, okay, upcoming. And then Meriden, on the west side of the county, October 26th, Monday, 2 to 6 p.m. And then at Valley Falls, 2 days later, October 28th, Wednesday, 2 to 6 p.m., at the Sycamore Street by the ball fields in Valley Falls. Now, those are places you can go if you don't feel like driving to Oskaloosa, but I don't know who wouldn't that lives in the county. Oskaloosa is the county seat, as they call it. And everybody goes to Oskaloosa, even if you don't want to. Why? Because 59 Highway runs all the way from the north boundary of Jefferson County all the way south down to the Lawrence Topeka turnoff on Highway 40. Traverses? Well, cuts right away all the way across the county on Highway 59. So a lot of you people who listen are going there to use it as a commuting, where Highway 59 is a way to go to work. When you go south, well, you can stop in Oskaloosa on Tuesdays if you're out there. And it's a big time, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's all day Tuesday between October 6th and November 17th after the election. You can still go there. There's no appointment needed at the health department. In the health department parking lot, once again, on Highway 59, just south, in the south part of Oskaloosa, near the jail and the emergency medical services. It's right there. No appointment needed, although the clinic will be closed, so you won't be able to do anything there except get flu shots. And it's for all ages, and it's routine clinic services. They'll be provided on Thursdays by appointment. But there's no appointment needed, but you can call ahead if you need directions. Here's the phone number for the County Health Department, area code 785-403-0025, to schedule an appointment. And like it says, they got this neat little picture that I found in their insert in the local papers. It says, "Come prepared to easily," emphasize, underline, "to easily bare your upper arm, $40 for 60 from 6 months to 64 years, $80, 65 and up, and it's a Medicare B that covers this. I have that, so I won't have to pay anything. United other health private insurance companies, United Healthcare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and CanCare insurances. You can either, and if you don't have insurance, and there are 9.3%, according to the Census Bureau, if you do not have insurance, you know, you'll have to bring cash or a check. You know, 9.3% of the population in Jefferson County has no health insurance. So I think CanCare insurance, what they call CanCare, I think that's a form of Medicaid. I don't know if it covers this. I really don't. I can't answer that question. You might consider calling them ahead and letting them know if you're in that kind of dire situation. And it is dire. It's terrible not having health care coverage. I went for at least 10 years without any health insurance until I got Medicare, got old enough to get Medicare. Call this number, and it's the health department, and see if you can work out an arrangement on pain. I'm sure you can. It's area code 785-403-0025. Again, that's area code 785-403-0025. And I'll be back with you just after this music. Thank you.
cardboard thief, but he wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas guy hanging over a muslin tree, but he wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Well, out your love is a honky-tonk parade. Well, out your love, it's a melody played in the penny arcade. It's a Bonham and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Harry Roy and his Bat Boy Orchestra. In the public domain on the Internet Archive, Harry Roy played for in the late 20s and mid 30s, right up to World War II. And afterwards, he played, he had a couple of hits on the radio. The Leicester Rag was one of them. I'm going to play a couple of those, take a short break, and be back with you. To read some of the local news, this time from the Valley Falls Vindicator. I hope you enjoy your evening. Now, this is live. I guess I should tell you this. Area code 646-716-8652. You can call in anytime and get with me. We'll talk about issues in Jefferson County and the state of Kansas. We're not going to do what happened last night. That was crazy. Let's forget about last night.
Across your rescue, you kind of think that you'll get by, but by and by, you're gonna break right down and cry. You'll cry and cry. A good man's mighty hard to find. Barely hurry up and change your mind before to hold me close, say farewell, and kiss myself goodbye. Oh, goodbye, goodbye.
Again, that's Harry Roy, late 20s, early 30s, broadcasting on the radio in Great Britain. In the public domain, available at the Internet Archive. Let's see, page one, above the full top right headline, October 8th, 2020, Valley Falls Vindicator, the virus, interrupt school at School District 338, which is Valley Falls, basically. The Valley Falls school system has had to begin homeschooling in the upper grades. This is a press release, I believe. The Valley Falls school system has had to begin homeschooling in the upper grades because of two coronavirus cases, one in high school and one in the middle school. There have been no changes to the academic schedule for grades preschool, kindergarten through the fifth grade. Classes for grades 6 through 12 were canceled October 1, and they are planned and they're resumed remotely through Zoom the next day. So they didn't really miss a day of school, but they had to have that internet connectivity. That is a source of contention in rural Kansas, even here in the Midway. I mean, we're between all these big cities, Atchison, Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Leavenworth. We're all right in the middle of them, and there are connectivity, broadband problems in rural Jefferson County. Well, I know, because I live out here. So the classes for the 6 through 12 were canceled on October the 1st, but they resumed the next day through use of Zoom. There were no internet access. Those with no internet access were expected to be in the classroom. Parents were told that the changes, quote, changes being enacted are due to the number of staff in quarantine that are in quarantine. After school activities and athletics for those students who were not quarantined continued as usual. The administration told parents that the situation would be evaluated through the week, but plans were to have the students back in the buildings on Monday, October 12th. That's tomorrow, so let's see what happens. There's a full accounting by Dr. Valora, Hanzlicek. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Sorry. On page 2. Now, we may go through that. That's pretty lengthy. I read it. Maybe I'll summarize it. Once we get through some of it. Again, this is a call-in show, area code 646-716-8652. If you called last night and you're from out of county, do not call me again. Last night was a mess. I didn't get to talk any local news and views. It's terrible. But if you're, you know, look, if you're in Douglas County, south of us, or Leavenworth, or Shawnee, if you're in Kansas, right, northeast Kansas especially, you can feel free to call, and we can talk about Kansas, and maybe we can get together on what's going on in your local area, too. Area code 646-716-8652. And some more Harry Roy for the break, and then I'll come back with some more news. Evidently, Valley Falls is down for a week and back up tomorrow. So we'll see how this works out.
Hey,
for me. Get into your nest, do your little best, get it off your chest, I can do the rest. Hey, little hen, when will you lay me an egg for my tea?
To your nurse. Come on, come on, do your little best. Come on, get on with it. Come on. Oh, you're very slow. Come on. Oh.
Hey, little hen.
Say when.
Will you lay me an egg for my tea?
Turning to the October 8th, 2020 news in the county newspapers, right above the fold in the Vindicator headline, County approves CUP, C-U-P, for quarry, hires new CDD. Now, I don't know if we'll get that far, but there's the news by Rick Nichols. He wrote, I'll be quoting from his article. Rick runs the Oskaloosa Independent newspaper. Quote, during a two-hour-plus meeting Monday afternoon that included three recesses, one of which wasn't anticipated and took place right in the middle of a zoning hearing, the Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners okayed the proposed issuance of a, this is what CUP, C-U-P means, of a conditional use permit for the operation of a limestone quarry and decided to hire a replacement for former County Development Director Dustin Parks, who came off the county payroll last month. All three county commissioners, Lynn Luck, Richard Malm, and Wayne Ledbetter, were on board with the decision to grant Mid-States Materials the CUP, conditional use permit. It has been after for several months, but the CUP will continue, or the CUP will come with, quote, strings attached, unquote. That's a quote from Nichols uses, so to speak. In the form of tonnage requirements, the company's trucks will be expected to meet when crossing the Rogers Road Bridge over Crooked Creek, and the requirement that the company apply dust suppression chemicals, to properties along a stretch of Mooney Creek Road on an annual basis. I'm not sure that stuff really, dust suppression is, I'm not sure about that stuff, but I will tell you this. Rogers Road runs basically east and west from Highway 59 to the county border with Leavenworth. And it took a old county commissioner, I don't think he's there anymore, Francis Groms. I used to drink coffee with Francis, and I think he's from Valley Falls. But it took him forever to get Rogers Road paved. And I remember when I moved here over 20 years ago, the road was not paved, and it was terrible. The bridge was terrible. And Francis, I mean, you gotta tip your hat to the guy. It took him years to get that Rogers Road paved and the bridge rebuilt and saved. And now, evidently, company, it's called, what is the name of the company? Mid-State Materials It's a subsidiary of Topeka-based Betis, B-E-T-T-I-S, companies. They've signed a road use and maintenance agreement with the county covering the use of Rogers Road and Mooney Creek Road. Now, Mooney Creek Road, I think, is still gravel, at least most of a lot of it, by the company's trucks in connection with the operation of the quarry, which is to be located now. Here we go. The quarry, the rock quarry, is to be located on leased property on the southeast corner of 202nd Street and Wallace Road. Again, that address, southeast corner of 202nd Street and Wallace Road. I don't know why reporter Nichols doesn't just put the name who owns that property in here. But that agreement between these companies and the property at 202 Street and Wallace Road, this agreement, quote, according to Public Works Director Ben Doman, will enable the county to receive financial compensation from Mid-States for the use of the roads constituting the so-called, quote, haul route. Reporter Nichols is, he must have heard that, the haul route. But they're going to get some so-called compensation that could be put to work in repairing the roads as needed. And here's a quote from Ben Doman. Quote, I believe there will be some deterioration of the road, that is Rogers Road, Doman told the commissioners in response to a question he had gotten from a man who didn't identify himself. The man who had no name. He was on hand for the hearing concerning CU 2020-02, the case encompassing Mid-States' request for the cut. The man, page 7, the mystery goes, the man, who refused to identify himself, had been concerned about the long-term integrity of the road in view of the additional truck traffic it would be seen should the board give Mid-States the CUP, the conditional use permit. And they did give him the CUP. That's the point of this story. Kenny Davies, a grandson of William and Carol Baker, 18632 Rogers Road. That's along the road where the trucks will be rumbling through. Also addressed the commission, is telling them that the presence of a new quarry east of Nortonville would, quote, massively impact the end of their lives, unquote. He asked the decision makers to postpone a decision on the matter until after the general election has been held. Nothing wrong with that. But the hearing, which lasted just over half an hour and took place in the large courtroom on the second floor of the courthouse, had to be delayed for a few minutes when it was learned that Paul Gergic, G-E-R-G-I-C-K, Gergic, who lives in the Nortonville area and had begun addressing the commissioners, should have been elsewhere, having been ordered to enter quarantine by his own admission, apparently as a result of having been in close contact with someone who has contracted the coronavirus. Oh, my goodness. Have you put this together yet? Huh? So they had a man they did not know come in. And then they also had Kenny Davis, the grandson of William and Carol Baker, along the Rogers Road, where the trucks will be rumbling. And they had Paul Gergic. Gergic. I don't know how to pronounce his name exactly. Sorry, Paul. Who lives in the Nortonville area. He's upset. He's upset about the damn trucks. I don't blame him. But he came to a public meeting. I'm going to read this word for word what follows after this, okay? In the two paragraphs by Rick Nichols in the October 8th Valley Falls Vindicator, and I'm sure it's in Nichols' Oskaloosa Independent. All right. Here's County Councilor Josh Ney, who took the lead in asking Gergic to leave the courtroom at once. And between them, both Undersheriff Robert Chartier, or Chartier, I know that guy, he's all right. And between them, both Undersheriff Robert Chartier and the bailiff on duty for the day saw to it that Gergic did indeed exit the room. The lectern at which Gergic had been speaking was disinfected afterwards. The next paragraph. Gergic had come to the hearing to raise the question about Scott Novinsky's supposed lack of access to one of the roads. It is on Novinsky family property. Oh, so we read further. And so who owns that section of land where the rock quarry is going? Scott Novinsky's family is where the quarry is to be located. Hey, I shouldn't laugh, but it's serious business, and it's only in the county papers that you get this kind of juicy stuff. So Gergic, Paul Gergic, came from Nortonville all the way down to Oskaloosa to attend the meeting and find out that he should be in quarantine. But he came nevertheless to complain about the trucks and Novinsky's. To Chartier, Gergic later asked the commissioners to table further considerations of the CU 2020-02, which is the conditional use permit, until after he has come out of quarantine. Why not? After the election, why not? After the, till after the quarantine, why not? Also on hand for the hearing, which was tabled back in June 15th, was Aaron George, the interim community development director. And what is this here? So we go right into the next paragraph. In other business, so they just move on. He had to kick one guy out that was maybe infected from Nortonville, Paul Gergic. Oh, my goodness. Deputy Chartier, you probably need to go on quarantine since you came so close to that dastardly Gergic from Nortonville. And, hey, County Attorney Josh Ney, you need to go into quarantine, too. Well, it gets juicy. I mean, that's pretty juicy stuff. I got to give it to Reporter Nichols. I mean, that's juicy. That's good stuff, man. In other business, Luck announced that Kelly Woodward, a resident of Lake Dobanawa community, I guess, is that a community? It's on private land, and it's a bunch of retirees, basically, around a private lake. I mean, I don't know. Are they suddenly a city, too? Everybody's a city in Jefferson County. City of Lake Dobanawa has been hired to be the next community development director for the county. So evidently, Aaron George is the interim community development director. And he or she was at that meeting. I'm sorry. The announcement immediately followed an executive session that lasted a total of 45 minutes, during which the commissioners interviewed Woodward. That's Kelly Woodward. It is expected that Woodward, who will be assuming responsibility for an office that includes two other employees, will be on the job before the month is over. More information about her will appear in a future issue of the paper. After returning to the commissioner's room following their decision to give, because I just blew that off, the commissioner says, screw all these people coming in. There it is. After returning to the commissioner's room following their decision to give Mid-States Materials the conditional use permit it was seeking, Luck, Malm, and Ledbetter. Now, Ledbetter's out of here. He's going to be out. I mean, you know, he lost the primary, the Republican primary, of course. The commissioners each received a container of homemade cookies from Amanda Nelson, a member of the Fairview 4-H Club, the occasion being National 4-H Week. Isn't that sweet? So they got free cookies. Because the courthouse and other county-owned buildings will be closed tomorrow, Monday, that's right, so that county employees can receive in-service, the commissioners won't be meeting next week. Consequently, they will be meeting Monday, October 19th at 1 p.m. Continued next week. Now, only Rick Nichols, intrepid reporter, sometime editor of the Oskaloosa Independent, can give you the news in such a amusing and fact-filled thing. I mean, what we learned is that the commissioners they all get paid good money, too, over $30,000 a year each. I'm pretty sure that was once told me. You want a job in politics, Mike? Well, run for county commissioner. They get paid. That's what one guy told me years ago. Evidently, who gives a rat's ass if they're tearing a huge hole in another rock quarry, in East Jefferson County, in the northeast corner, basically, north of Jefferson County. And it's going to tear up a road that took decades to get paved, a.k.a. Rogers Road, decades before Francis Gormis could get the damn thing paved. Anyhow. Well, let's have some more Harry Roy and take a break. They're going to still approve it. Never mind Paul Gergen having to be thrown out of the courthouse or maybe being exposed to the plague. And, only in Jefferson County. That's all I can say. Be careful. Be right back. Thank you.
never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you
/voterview. So
check it out. And thanks to Senator Marcy for doing such a great job and putting it out. Well, that's a public service. You know, that was a big ad, too, by the way. It's three, looks like three calls by 14. Boy, that's a big ad. Thanks a lot, Senator Marcy. I appreciate that. Let's see what else we got on here. Oh, yeah. If you're still wondering about the shots, once more, let's recap that. Let's recap that. You get your flu shots. Now, if you have Medicare B, it covers it, or any health insurance, look like. And it's $40 for people 64 and younger, and $80 for 65 and up. And I don't know if you need to have it, the $80 shot. Like myself, I've never had a flu shot, so maybe I don't need it, the big one, the $80 one. But, you know, you could call them. Call the county health department and work a deal out. I'm sure they will work with you. It's area code. Here's the number, 785-403-0025, to schedule an appointment. Or you don't need an appointment for the flu shots. You just come into the parking lot, 18 years and older, at car hop. They're going to car hop you at the County Health Department parking lot located at 1212-1212 Walnut Street on Highway 59. That's south Oxford. On the west side of the road, near the ambulance and the in that area, ambulance, jail, all that area. That's each Tuesday between October, what would that be, 13th and November 17th. So you got lots of Tuesdays to get this done, and you really ought to do it. You don't need the flu and COVID-19 up yet. I mean, it's not cool. So consider doing that, and we're going to finish off with a song. Again, maybe we'll pick some callers there next week. We'll be back on Saturday. I'll be back on Saturday, and if you can listen in, I'll be back on next Saturday and Sunday. Call a candidate. My name is Mike Cadell. I'm running for the 47th District House of Representatives at the Topeka State House to represent all of you in Jefferson County and Tecumseh. That's a little town. We'll talk about Tecumseh maybe next Saturday. Well, we'll finish with a song by Harry Roy about his girl's cat.
I get it's my girl's pussy. Seldom plays and never purrs, and I love the thoughts it stirs, but I don't mind because it's hers, my girl's pussy. Often it goes out at night, returns at break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. It's never dirty, always clean, in giving thrills, never mean. But it's the best I've ever seen, is my girl's pussy. Thank you. every evening we get this. I smoke it every chance I get. It's my chemistry. Seldom plays, never burns, and I love both it burns. But I don't mind because it's hers. It's my chemistry. So often it goes out at night and returns at break of dawn, break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always dry and warm. I bring tidbits that it loves. We still like to turtle doves. I take care to remove my gloves when smoking my girl's pussy.